Some people brought a man to him who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened. His tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. The people were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the dumb to speak." They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man to Jesus and besought him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on the man's eyes and laid his hands on him, Jesus asked him, "Do you see anything?" The man looked up and said, "I see people, but they look like trees." Then Jesus laid his hands on the man's eyes again. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Jesus never refused to heal anyone. His healing power was available to anyone who would receive it. A great crowd of people came out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits were healed, and all the multitude were seeking to touch him, for healing virtue was coming forth from him and healing them all.